Happy New Year!
God, is it a new year already?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, we're already in the third day, or the fourth day.
I gotta start making a list then.
What do you mean a list?
You know, my list of all the attempts I'm going to make this year at getting a six pack. And you know, looking better and feeling better and balancing work life. That list. You know that list you make?
Yeah, I just do it naturally.
Oh. Oh, I see.
It's just, you know, it's a byproduct of chasing a baby around all day.
Yeah, just the ripping body.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you make a New Year's resolution at all?
To listen to more podcasts.
Listening to that, it's been years since I've listened to that song.
I know. What made you think of picking that for this week?
I don't know. What was that? Oh yeah, we were working the other week, and you know the band Sausage?
Yeah.
Yeah. That creeped up on my iPod somehow. And it's like I hadn't heard Sausage in ages, and then I started thinking about Les Claypool and Primus and all the concerts I used to see at the Greek Theater with them, and I started thinking, man, I gotta take another look.
The Greek Theater in Berkeley.
Yeah. Yeah,
what was it?
Sailing the Seas of Cheese. Yeah, that was their first single off Sailing the Seas of Cheese, 1991. I remember there was that time in high school when you couldn't quite drink, so the best thing you could do on New Year's was go to a concert, and Primus and Nirvana always seemed to have a concert somewhere in California.
It blew me away how people would yell Primus sucks And that was like part of the thing.
That was part of their thing. Yeah. I can't. I mean,
well, they're from Berkeley. That's why they probably were always playing over there.
Yeah, probably. But man, I look at all my friends who are musicians, and I hear that song, and I can see the influence in all my friends just listening to that one song.
Yeah,
it's really cool. Really cool.
Nice one. Yeah. See, we're not just about, you know, the next big hot band, even though that tends to be what happens with bands that we play on the show.
No.
We also do, you know, just regular stuff.
Golden hits. We'll run to the oldies.
Yeah, you got to throw some of those in there, you know?
Yeah.
I like it.
So what else we got on the show today?
I don't know. We've got a lot of music.
Maybe we definitely have an apology for being so long between shows. Yeah,
so here's the deal. It's not because we suck, because Dan and I actually probably could have pulled it together a couple times. But guess what happened? My recording device. Last show, we recorded on our laptops because I found out during the setup for the show that my Motu recording mixer setup
just died completely.
So that's in the shop. Rather than not do a show, we're doing this one on the laptop again. Yeah. But hopefully we'll get the sound right so the voices aren't.
And then there was New Year's and Christmas and families and, you know, having to run around and buy presents for everybody. So time somehow slipped away.
Yeah, but, you know, we're here for the spring season.
We're here till it gets warm again. At least.
I know. I was just thinking, why doesn't it just get warm now?
If only.
Christmas is over. Can the sun come out?
No. No. I think we got another 4 more months of darkness. 5 months of darkness.
Yeah.
Oh, it's horrible. It is so bitterly cold out here.
Yeah. I don't think... I mean, I never really got... This is my third winter here, and I keep forgetting how cold it gets.
Yeah.
Supposedly, this is a particularly cold winter.
And it gets worse the older we get, too. Like, my feet are perpetually cold. Mm. I feel like an old person. Like, if our heat went out in the house, I might lose my feet.
Dude, you know what I just got?
What?
Because that's bugging me, too. I got a hot water bottle.
No way. You put it under the blankets? Yeah. Because one of those love classic red ones?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious.
It has a little fleece like cover for it.
And so it doesn't burn in.
Yeah, it is awesome.
Oh, that's hilarious.
It was warm. I woke up in the morning and it was still piping
really
heat into our bed. And I was like, oh, this is
great. Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Did you contemplate getting an electric blanket instead?
I did, but I don't know. I'm not ready for cancer yet.
Yeah, it worries me too. It worries me too. There's something artificial about that warmth.
It's weird. I mean, I had one when I was a kid, and I guess the thing is you're supposed to just turn it on, like, before you get into bed, but then not have it on while you're in bed.
Oh, really?
And that's...
Oh, that's interesting.
But, like, the temptation is too great to just be like, oh, we have it. I'm going to turn this thing
on. Yeah. Next thing you know, you're... Well, whatever. Yeah. They always kind of creep me out a bit, too.
Yeah. Well, maybe we should play some more music. What do you say? We got some. Didn't you say one of our users recommended something?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Our users.
Haas.
Our listeners.
Our users.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're like heroin.
Yeah.
They need to use us. They need to mainline us. Haas suggested on the comments that we play Metronomy, and I took a listen, and they have a lot of really interesting stuff. They're sort of like southern UK from, you know, Devon and Cornwall and Brighton and all those places, and they do some interesting electro.
So, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Metronomy. Heartbreaker.
Gonna come and see me. it back to the start again. When she gonna set me free? I've been there time and time again. The girl's no good for me and you. She hurts me too. I heard she broke your heart again. I heard she broke your heart.
Interesting. I thought that was a really worthwhile suggestion. I mean,
I liked it.
There are good parts, there are bad parts, but overall, I'm into it.
Thanks, Haas.
Yeah, man. That was a good one. A real winner.
Sweet.
So yeah.
Where are they from?
They're from all over South England, really. By way of everywhere. But I don't know, I imagine they sort of reside in London area.
Yeah.
They have a real digital, like, modern craftwork way about them if you check out their style. So yeah, that's cool. So Mitch, why don't we just mount microwave dishes above your bed and radiate your bed instead of using hot water bottles?
Well, I think hot water bottles, I don't think you have to reinvent everything.
Like,
you know, like we're making communication better with the internet, and we're making, and with mobile phones, and cars are getting more energy efficient.
Yeah, we're doing everything by USB now.
But some things are actually more energy efficient.
Yeah.
If you don't use electricity. You know what I mean? Like hot water, for example.
That's a good point, yeah. You know? Oh, I remember, I was saying a little bit earlier that I remember reading an article where the government were developing alternative crowd control weapons that don't permanently harm you. And one of the, like, they do, like, a smelly one, you know, that makes you just puke from the smell. And they also did another, so basically it immobilizes the crowd because everyone's vomiting. And then they do
it's like they just bring out, like, Mumbo, who just farts on
them. Yeah, but then it's like, do the cops really want to go in and grab these people who are covered in vomit? But, and then they do another one where they have this focused microwave gun that they've developed that heats you from the inside out. What? And basically it makes you feel so uncomfortable that you have to leave because it warms you like a microwave. Because we're all water, and that's what microwave energy does, is it warms water molecules. It has the right resonance.
That sounds like really, really...
cancerous. Yeah. Yeah, it does. It sounds like DNA destroying kind of bad. But, you know, I'm sure they've tested. I'm sure it's totally safe. Just like rubber bullets. It tasers. Must be, yeah. No one ever dies from that. Don't nuke me, bro. Don't nuke me.
So what happens if you're, like, wearing a metal watch? You know, does it
spark start flying?
Yeah.
I don't know. I found this. There's this little tiny Indian takeaway place near our work that we go to on occasion. And they put all our food into these metal containers, these aluminum containers. And then they say, do you want it hot? And I say, yeah. And then they throw it in the microwave. And I'm like, oh, no, don't do that. Don't do that. But then they cover it with a plastic dome, right? They put this plastic dome on top of it. And somehow they have this Indian takeaway place has this miraculous technology that my family has not known about for generations, where all you have to do is cover the metal in a plastic dome. No problems in the microwave.
That's weird.
Yeah. So word to all the socialist upsetters, you know, when you're in a big crowd and you're demonstrating.
Just wear a plastic dome.
Cover yourself in a plastic dome and you'll be all right from the microwave guns. Do not run away.
Yeah.
We are your friends. We mean no harm to your planet. Yeah. Anywho, the government does some pretty crazy stuff when they need to.
Bailey wants me to read her a book, but Bailey, we're doing a show.
Yeah, Bailey. Do you want to say a few words?
Toe pick.
Okay, we'll toe pick now.
Okay, we'll get a better topic.
Did anyone recommend
she wants a better
topic?
She said, I don't want you talking about microwave lasers.
It's all about content, anymore. Mitch. And you need your little girl to tell you that?
Really, I'd feel much better if you just told me that it was a bad show after
I'm
done.
Stop being so critical, Bailey. God.
Everyone's a critic these days. How do you buy music? What's your music source?
I get it for free from MP3zer, or I buy
MP3zer?
MP3zr.com.
Oh, right.
It's a Russian site.
Oh, right. You were telling us about
that. They're pretty good. Or I go to iTunes and I just buy it for cheap.
Okay.
Because it is pretty cheap. You can get whole albums for like 4 or 5 pounds.
I like iTunes, but they put this thing, the M4A or whatever,
they
make it their own special.
Yeah. I haven't come across too many issues with that, except for when friends want to give me the albums that they bought. And then they send it to me, and then they have to give me their user password, and then it's like you can only do that 3 times.
Yeah, or if you want to put it on a different MP3 player than an iPod.
Yeah, it's pretty aggravating.
Nobody does that.
But you said you just have to burn it to CD and then rip it off CD again, right? Oh,
yeah.
Cool. So problem solved.
Well, I've been
wasted plastic and problem solved.
I go to this site called eMusic for some of my stuff. It's like $10 a month or $15 a month.
Oh, yeah.
And then I get like 30 downloads or whatever. And on there, they have a recommendation thing too. So like they look at what you buy and then they say, and they do like an Amazon thing. Like,
you never play any of that stuff on the show though, do you?
Funny you bring that up, Dan.
Funny I bring that up, man.
Because I'm about to play a band called Destro. It was recommended to me because of other music that I've bought.
Oh, cool.
This track is called Michael the Lone Archer of the North Shore. So, you know, let's check it out. wasn't so bad.
Did we do it?
Yeah.
Bailey pressed some keys in there. I wasn't sure if it made it through.
Yeah, we got it.
Oh, cool.
Safe.
Dude, that was good. That was a good track.
It's kind of like Postal Service.
A little bit, yeah. With a shoegazy element to it. A little less about the poetry. Mm. A little more about the vibe.
A little bit more about my shoes.
Yeah. And mine. All of our shoes, your really. Shoes. Together.
Yeah.
The thing is with that service you have, you know, I'm a busy executive, Mitch. Okay. I don't have time to follow links and download MP3s.
Right.
I wonder if there's a service that'll just send me that stuff, almost like my videos in the mail.
Just puts it right just in your iPod.
Like it sends me the next selections, you know, like the next recommendations, so I can just have the stream.
You get like 3 listens to it.
Or I could just keep it. Because if you're paying, conceivably, if you cared, you could download like as much as you want, right? Or some limit, some limit. But do you really have time to like maximize your use of it? To
organize it?
Well, to organize it and to maximize your use of it. That's
a
really good idea.
To do like a radio station, but for your iPod, it just like downloads the music right onto your iPod.
And lets your iPod just fill up with it.
And then just fills it up like forever.
Because you kind of, I mean, like say I'm at home and I can, it's easy enough to buy a terabyte. And if it's sending me a new band every day and a new album, I don't know. Maybe it makes no sense at all.
But you want to get rid of it if you don't like it. And that's...
Yeah.
You want to... Because otherwise, you don't want your library to get filled up with crap you don't like. But
then again, I don't really ever throw any music away.
You don't?
I don't. I do individual songs when I hear it and I go, that is so not my style. I'll chuck it away. Like, especially if it's like bad...
That's because it's easy to lose stuff in your library if you don't play shuffle or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, one of my problems with new music is that when I get a new album, like, I listen to it a couple times, and then it disappears into my
massive
archive. Library,
yeah.
You know? But, whereas, like, it used to be when you bought a CD, you had a new album. It was, like, at the top of your stack of CDs.
Yeah.
Or it was in the CD player.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like we need, somebody needs to think of, like, ways of sort of serendipitously like throwing music that you've recently purchased into the mix of the things that you're looking for when you're looking to play a new album.
Yeah. And somehow automatically creating playlists that are like of specific types and vibes and genres and whatever's within your massive archive or something. I guess like when you get back to the physical thing, when you can actually have a physical thing that you have to use physical space to hold, it kind of limits itself a bit. Sort of like, you know, elephants and lions and tigers on the Serengeti. Like, they sort of have to limit themselves a bit. But when you have 20 terabytes
virtually
of storage
limitless.
Space, virtually limitless because it's so cheap.
But
you know?
That point, it might as well be a utility. It might as well be water.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It might as well just be this thing that you just always have.
And
like, shouldn't all of us have access to everything for, like, a fixed price per month?
Should we? Jesus. Sounds exhausting, Mitch. I just can't help but think. I think I'm getting digital stress. I think I have too many emails. It all just sounds like too much. I can't even get out of bed anymore.
What do you mean? Too many emails.
Too many emails. Too many things to download. Too many links to follow. Too many threads to follow. Too many, you know, Twitters
to pay
attention to.
Shouldn't it just happen? Shouldn't you just be able... You shouldn't have to like
all the time without worrying about the access.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be nice.
I shouldn't have to worry about whether or not I have enough hard drive space.
But too much access might be too much difficulty. Maybe it's good to have some things private where you have to really work and care and be there. And
that's
like
why
make
I
space
think I'm
going to
start buying CDs again.
Really?
And then making sure that the ones that I like end up in my digital library.
Well, let's not go too far here, Mitch. let's not throw ourselves back to the Stone Age. I don't know. Yeah, it might be good to do that.
I haven't bought a CD in ages.
Yeah, I have, but I've been buying records again because I enjoy the vinyl and I enjoy the experience. And I enjoy it all. And I buy
records way more than I buy CDs.
It makes me it really does. Just it's not so much the sound. It's not that I care that it's analog or anything. I appreciate it because it's there. And I appreciate it because I have a limited supply of them.
Yeah.
And
so
you have to really have a personal relationship with the contents of each
totally.
One.
Yeah, totally.
Rather than having no relationship with the contents of anything almost. I love it. But I don't know, maybe, I don't know. Like if someone asked me right now to make a party music playlist, that would be like an all-day event. going through the library and trying to pull out the things that to me make sense for a party.
Yeah,
it's a massive event. Like, I had to do that for my wedding.
Yeah,
it nearly broke.
Well, yeah, good music though.
That was nice. Good. Yeah,
that's good.
But man, I spent a good 2 days just going through, like, you know, 800 gigabytes of music.
All you had to do was
sense.
Play Notes Underground podcast. Back yeah,
right. Yeah, that's good. That's good stuff.
Anyways, let's do some more music. Here's another London-based band called Tin Man. Friends of Red Cassette. Do you guys remember when I recorded Red Cassette
from way back in the day, around the way? Yeah,
like 3 years ago when I first got to London. This is some friends of Red Cassette, and
cool.
they're called Tin Man, and this song is called "Don't Know How to Say I'm Sorry."
crime.
Bailey.
Yeah.
Oh. She just loves to read.
Yeah.
You got a little bookworm on your hands, Mish.
I know.
She's going to be a librarian.
You
got to get her the glasses now.
I think, I'm not sure. I mean, I guess all kids like to read, but she really likes people to read to her.
Yeah.
Which I think is different than actually liking to read.
Yeah. Well, maybe when she, no, that glass of beer.
She also really likes Guinness.
Fair enough. Nigerian Guinness is delicious. If I do say so myself.
So let's Dan, now I think we need to talk about the turkey, what was it?
The double blind Pepsi challenge?
The turkey slam.
The turkey slam, yeah.
I don't want to inadvertently advertise for Pepsi because I don't necessarily support them or their products.
Unless they send us lots of
money. Unless they send us lots of money.
And in
which case, I would rather it be a beer company. Maybe it could be the Guinness Challenge.
Oh, you know what it should be? It should be the Sparks Challenge.
What's the Sparks?
You know Sparks? Isn't that the caffeinated beer by Budweiser?
Caffeinated beer?
You haven't had this?
No.
You never had the caffeinated beer, Red?
No.
It's horrible, but it's an intriguing concept.
I still think that we need to hold that slot.
Okay.
Rather than just freely giving out the advertisements. All
right. Well, let's wait till Guinness Nigeria gets back to us on our sponsorship.
If we want to do it without taking the payment, I would support Guinness Nigeria.
Yeah, I would gladly support
Guinness Nigeria. So it's the Guinness Nigeria challenge. Week on week.
Okay, I'm into that. I think they'd be into that too. That might really up their listenership.
And since we're buying it every podcast, they might as well send us.
And it would increase our lesser represented West African listener population.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, which would be good, which is always good. So yeah, the last one we played, it was Fleet Foxes Winter Hymnal versus Lonely H's Going Out West.
Now, I think the Fleet Foxes won.
The Fleet Foxes won in a landslide.
It was a 6-2.
Something like it was about 6-2. Yeah.
I think.
Not that I like to admit it because Lonely H was my pick. Although, to let it be said, we both came in with a Fleet Foxes track by accident, I think, that show. Yeah. And I being the bigger man, let you have them.
Okay, so what is that?
that's just a really awesome excuse. I think, and a perfectly viable one.
Well, then we're going to have to do another one.
Indeed.
And I think that this is really going to have to be a competition over time rather than a single pick.
Oh yeah, no, it's definitely a best out of three, and if I lose, then it's best out of five, and if I lose again, it's best out of seven. So we can just continue on that way.
Okay, well, let's look at some of the... Oh, by the way, everyone wants us to bring Dr. Spence back.
I'd love to have Dr. Spence back.
Spence, where are you?
Good doctor's a busy man.
The good doctor has to come back. He has to.
Yeah. No, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Yeah.
But he like us, you know, he's been getting married, been parading the new bride around to show her off, and that takes a lot of time, I know.
I know both you guys are married now.
Yeah. Yeah, indeed.
So should we read some of these comments? Paula says, "Hey guys, wow, it's hard to believe how long I've been listening to the podcast. Over 3 years now, and I've never been inspired enough to write in. All the pleading for audio comments did never get me moving. You have my full permission.
But I'm sure it haunts you in your dreams.
Alas, this epic showdown of head-to-head song-off has finally inspired me. So
cool.
I have to give it to the Fleet Foxes. I must admit, Fleet Foxes only won by a hair. I'm sure I listened to the show on a day when I felt less pondersome. I would have gone with the Lonely H. Thanks for keeping it real, Polo. P.S. Bring Dr. Spence back. He was wicked.
We're on it.
Yeah.
We're hounding him. I'm going to him for my prescriptions these days.
Thanks, Polo. We'll do that.
Can he write prescriptions? He's a doctor. He's not a medical doctor. He's just PhD.
He can only write prescriptions for horses.
Perfect.
Maybe not even that.
Yeah.
So Aaron says, as always, it made my day when there was a new Notes Underground to listen to. It is of vital importance that you guys continue to find time to rock out and share the musics. Speaking of reverb, your mics had some wicked echo that was pretty distracting. Sorry about that. I hope you give the equipment an appropriate kick in the nuts when you get a chance. As far as the Turkey Slam, I also found both songs good, but I have to hand it to Fleet Foxes too. That's almost cheating though, because really, pound for pound, what beats Fleet Foxes as a single track? What beats Fleet Fox? So he's saying that's like one of his favorites.
Yeah, it is. They're pretty hot these days.
You'd have to dig up Leonard Cohen or something of similar caliber. So Arsface01 says, my vote, song B, Lonely H. I think it should be a running theme in each episode. Thanks. P.S. Let the gays get married. Why should we be the only ones to suffer?
Arsface is my kind of man.
Did we talk about Prop 8 or whatever on the last show?
Yeah, we did. Okay. Yeah, briefly.
Bertamoo says, Fleet Foxes, but only by default. I really don't enjoy the other song. I love the podcast, however, and always look forward to listening to it while I pretend to work.
Thank you.
I'm sure you've already heard it since they're from London, but if not, check out Florence and the Machine's cover of CWK's Hospital Bed. Florence and the Machine is pretty amazing, actually, and I've got one of her tracks. I don't have CWK's Hospital Bed.
What's CWK? I don't know. We should know this. It's probably something we recognize. If they're already abbreviating it, we must have heard of it. I'm gonna. We'll figure it out.
Who's CWK?
I'm on it.
And then Tin says, and this Tin is from the Tin Man from the band we just heard.
Oh, okay.
He says Fleet Foxes is unbeatable usually, but it was kind of obvious song to feature, especially here in the UK when it's been all over the radio. So you're calling me?
He's calling us mainstream. Man.
Mainstream. Well.
Well, why didn't you include your address in there so we'd come over and talk about it in person?
But he said, I just loved the Lonely H. On my own, I felt like I was partying. Mitch picked it, I reckon, 10.
Nah.
So, yeah. Yeah, you're wrong. I didn't pick Lonely H. It was Dan that picked Lonely H.
Yeah, so you can direct all the fan letters to Dan Seiden at fanletters.com.
You can do Dan at notesunderground.com.
Yeah.
You've got an email address now.
Do I deserve it? Do I have it?
If you want.
Oh, that might be nice. See what happens. Why not?
Yeah.
Hey, what was that CWK
I just had a
damn track?
Yeah.
What was that CWK track that was recommended?
Hospital beds.
Okay.
Martin says, hey guys, I hadn't heard of any of the songs you played, but I must say that I preferred Fleet Foxes. So I guess the score is now 4-2 in the favor. Another guess that Mitch picked that track, just a hunch. I provided you with the Swedish music for a while now. I think I'm going to send you some MySpace links to artists I like at the moment. One of the absolute favorites right now is a guy called Joel Alm.
Yeah, I checked Joel Alm out.
Oh,
it's quite good. I couldn't find any tracks available for download, but there's some amazing orchestration in his tracks, and it's interesting. It's intriguing, and I agree with him. It's worth hearing more.
He says it's like there's tons of other artists there too out of Gothenburg. He said there's something going on there. Like lots of great bands, lots of great rock and roll.
By the way, CWK?
Yeah.
Cold War Kids.
Oh, right.
I know, it's so obvious now.
Doi.
You just want to kick yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, he says, on another note, I've just discovered Vampire Weekend and started listening to their album. I really like it so far. Can't understand why I didn't start listening to them sooner. I know you guys have mentioned them, and that's always a sign of quality. Keep it up, Martin.
Yeah, they're cool guys.
Although I do have to say, they're playing it so much now that I feel like I can't.
Yeah,
I can't.
Yeah, they have. What was the cover I heard them do? I heard Vampire Weekend do a cover of some '80s track that was just awesome.
Is that Ottoman? Is that the one that's on the soundtrack for that movie,
it might have been
that playlist movie.
I can't remember. I don't recognize the song title, but yeah. Anyway, I really admired their covering capabilities, definitely.
And then one last comment from Haas. Wow, brah, let's get this ball rolling. I feel like I'm missing out when I don't get to hear your voices. If you guys don't have time for the podcast, maybe you could start doing some musical blogging for Pete's sake.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Why not?
That's a good idea.
Yeah, you could put blog posts up in between show posts.
That's a great idea.
Padoy.
And so that, you know, it's time to do an end of year top 10 of 2008.
Yeah.
Missed it.
No, we missed that one. But we can, you know, we can be slackers on this.
He says a good one you best consider is Metronomy. Dig it? Haas from the Cali, eagerly anticipating your return.
Consider it Doug.
So that's it for last week's Nigerian face off.
Guinness foreign extra stout face off. Now 2008.
And now
for the first ever of 2009.
For the first Guinness Nigerian Guinness face off.
We need a musical arpeggio thing to kind of introduce this.
Okay, next time.
Yeah, next time.
So for now, I'll do it.
That was good, Mitch.
Thank you. Yeah. The first one is Sky Larkin. It's called Somersault Notes.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's shortly followed up by Doves.
Mm-hmm.
Break Me Gently.
I like the title of that. That's good.
So here we go. We're just going to do two in a row. Crazy. I know.
Non-stop music.
All right. So
two in a row.
Vote for your best. I'll put up the names on the website so you guys can vote. Here you go.
Let's go.
So there you have it.
So that's it.
Yeah.
Take your pick.
You
in two very different
behind
tracks
door number
week.
One. Yeah, those were two. It's kind of tough to. It's really tough. Like, what if one of us put forth, you know, an epic
like the Rolling Stones?
Yeah, like a classic. We can't really do classics. Classics are just too classic. You know, I couldn't put forth like Hard Day's Night by the Beatles or something. I'd have to put forward something. So anyway, I kind of think that the rule, some rules need to apply. This isn't cage fighting. You know, it's,
we can work out the rules over time.
It has to be new tracks that none of us have ever played before, maybe, or have only come out from recent bands or something. I don't know.
Well, okay. Yeah, we could. Yeah, that's a good idea.
We'll propose it. We'll put it in the bylaws and see how it floats.
What do you guys think? How do we make this fair
and
entertaining at the same time?
Yeah.
You decide.
But we could, then again, we could have genre-based ones like best classic rock track. Oh, God, that would be brutal.
Yeah.
Oh, it would last forever, the debate.
Oh, heavens.
Yeah, indeed.
So we've got a couple more tracks.
Why don't we roll right in?
Should we just roll right in, or do you want to talk about the saddest day of the year?
Well, I was just wondering if you guys had heard about this thing, the saddest day of the year.
No.
The 21st of January is scientifically proven as the saddest day of the year because of like a number of events. Like,
how do you prove that?
People are most depressed and most like lacking energy on the 21st of January because any family that they were visiting, they have such left from. So there's a separation.
But that actually makes me happier.
But some people it does. Your credit card bills arrive from the holidays and you got to deal with that. It's freaking dark and cold
for
most of us in the world. And it just generally sucks. It's just not a good, like, it's scientific. I'm sure it doesn't have such an effect like in Los Angeles, but out here, it kind of does. There's like the effects of seasonal affect disorder or whatever start to set in around then because of all the winter time we had leading into January, whatever. And so, yeah, anyway, a friend of mine the other day over dinner was suggesting that on the saddest day of the year, we all attend a laughing session, which is this traditionally Indian event. I don't know if you guys have heard of it, where basically a bunch of people get together.
A laughing session.
And they start laughing over nothing. Like one person leads it, starts the laughter.
Really?
And then everyone else, it's kind of like...
It's laughter therapy.
Yeah, it's laughter therapy, yeah. And everyone else just can't help but start laughing because it is kind of ridiculous. And the next thing you know, you're laughing for 20 minutes and you leave feeling better.
That sounds good.
So yeah, apparently...
Your abs are all toned.
Yeah, it's a great way to get the rockin' six-pack.
Right.
So... I was thinking that maybe...
Which I already have.
Which, of course, you already have.
So
what's the point?
I mean, for me, the 21st of January is the happiest day of the year because, you know, everyone's talking about being sad.
And you know that you're golden.
Yeah, I don't know. I was hoping I was going to get a punchline wow in the middle of that one. It just didn't...
Fair enough. But yeah, so I'll keep you guys informed about this laughing therapy thing if you're interested.
Yeah,
bring baby Bailey. I bet she might even
let's
get
go
into it.
Let's go have a laugh.
Yeah, we'll have a laugh. I'll have a laugh.
So,
go on then.
I've got a couple more tracks to play, and I know it's getting long, but we just got to power through. It's the first of the year.
Is this the one that you've been trying to download for a while?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. This is the Florence.
I started downloading this at 3:30. And it finished at around 6.
Blazing broadband speeds here at the house.
Gotta love it. If any of you are interested,
it's the
Sky Broadband is awesome. Okay, here we go. Florence and the Machine, Kiss with a Fist. Up and coming UK artist, probably pretty well known in the US.
I'm excited.
You hit me once, I hit you back. You gave a kick, I gave a slap. You smashed a plate over my head. Then I set fire to our bed. You hit me once, I hit you back. You gave a kick, I gave a slap. You smashed a plate over my head. Then I set fire to our bed. Oh, my black eye casts no shadow. Your red eye sees no blame. Your slaps don't stick, your kicks don't hit. So we remain the same. Blood sticks, sweat drips. Break the lock if it don't fit. The kick in the teeth is good for some. A kiss with a fist is better than none. Whoa, a kiss with a fist is better than
I feel better after
that.
That
was great.
On January 21st,
screw the
listen to
therapy.
That song.
It's Florence and the Machines.
It'll make you feel better.
I keep wanting to call them Florence and the Nightingales, though. But...
Florence and the Nightingale Machines.
Yeah. That was cool, man. It's like I was equating it to a British Yeah Yeah Yeahs, and Mitch said it's the Arctic Monkettes. I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, I like it. Cool. So I've got. Should we keep moving?
Yeah.
So I've got one more from my old band in the early parts of the aughts. We're closing up the aughts now, aren't we? We're in the last year.
Yeah.
Of the aughts.
Soon we'll all be driving rocket cars.
Yeah.
I 2010s.
No, Renica said something to me the other day that I thought was really interesting. That we can start saying stuff like 2010 next year. And like 2011. But like for some reason we couldn't do that during the aughts. For some reason it was like
2009.
We had to really emphasize the thousand part of it. Like we were like
2009.
But no one's gonna wanna do that. No one's going to want to say 2010.
No, you're right. Now 2010 makes more sense. That is a funny twist of the words, isn't it? Is it a timing?
So this is our last year to say 2000 when we're talking about the year we're in. Wow. Heavy shit.
I suspect some people might still say 2000.
Well, you could, I guess. You could, I guess, say 2000.
Yeah, you might be able to get away
with
it.
And if you're on the cutting edge, and if you're on the cutting edge, you could say 2009. But, you know, I don't know.
I'm sticking to 2009.
Oh, say the zeros.
Because I got time. You know, I want to make the time.
Well, anyways, this is a band that I had with my friend Eros, who's been on the show before with his band, Pebble Theory. And
what was your name of this band? Cause last...
The band was called Moonshed.
Moonshed.
Yeah. So here we go, Moonshed with Puppet.
How many pieces?
The more I try to stand out from the others that I meet, seems to look around, they cannot find the feet. Like walking through the mud without your shoes. We keep on making love just for the moves. That's why I stand here singing songs. Nobody left to string me along. If I give it right up from the start, got nothing left to break. Yourself out of the light. That's why I stand here singing songs. Nobody left to string me along. If I give it right up from the start, got nothing left to break your heart. Guess that's the way I have to. So dead.
singing songs. Nobody left to string me along. If I give it right up from the start, got nothing left to break your heart. Guess that's the way I have to be. Yeah. I'm so tired, so dead, so
that's a little different than the Daisy Chain.
That was great.
Yeah, thank you.
That was completely different.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, maybe the listeners will recognize your voice in that, but I can't really hear it. Doesn't sound like you. If I heard that, I would never say that's Mitch.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Interesting.
It's really interesting, dude. Do you think you can still, you still got it in you? You're gonna one day ever get back in the
band?
I'd
love to play music again. You know, I was in that blues band Groovesmith, and then that grunge band Daisy Chain, and this band Moonshed, and I think, you know, lots of different types of music. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
I've just been having a hard time in London, actually, like feeling like confident enough and like to get along with other musicians in this culture. Like, it's the music climate here. The climate is so different, you know. It's and I had a hard time in LA too.
Yeah,
like LA was, everyone wanted to be famous. Everybody wanted to be. This was what they were going to do with their lives.
Yeah, yeah.
And
it
I'm
wasn't
like,
just
I'm like,
fun.
I go into these auditions. I'm like, first of all, like, this band isn't going to get any of us anywhere.
Yeah,
you know. And then second of all, like, you're not going to be famous if that's your goal. Like, you have to want to enjoy it. It's like, it's got to be an art project. It has to be something that you care about, regardless of whether anybody else likes it at all.
Yeah.
And like, so many people start with this idea that they're going to be famous first, and then they'll figure out the right combination of, you know, sexy girl frontman and, cool drummer back end, whatever, you know. And it's like I feel like they totally missed the boat. Like,
yeah,
the bands that make it are the bands that like really just like love playing music and that love the things that they're making together. Like,
yeah.
I don't think Nirvana thought they were going to be famous. Like,
no, it was a way to survive in a pretty bleak area.
Yeah. And even like Led Zeppelin, I don't think they had no idea they were going to be the biggest band in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they just like liked what they were doing, you know. They believed in the music they were playing.
Yeah, I can imagine that. I know I haven't tried like being in a band out here in London, but I can get the impression that there's a definite competitiveness. I mean, just within industry, just within like life in London. Life in any major city that has big industry going on, you know, whether it's like a service industry or it's manufacturing or whatever, there's a certain competitive element to it, and a certain like, you know, want and desire to move upward and move forward through what you're doing, whatever it is, and having it always be the end goal of improvement. And
it's weird.
Band is not my major function.
It's weird, because bands don't have to be competitive, right? Like, a band...
Well, it's competition with yourself and your friends, isn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, like, if there were 10 great bands versus 50 great bands, like, I'm still gonna listen to them. You know what I mean? I'm still gonna go and, like, listen to them all. Like 10 great bands,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, maybe...
maybe when we all get older and there's no chance of us being famous, it'll be more fun again.
Yeah, that's true. Like, being famous also is a threat to me. I actually don't want to be famous.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could not imagine the celebrity lifestyle where you have to hide. You have to wear sunglasses and a fake mustache
to go buy milk. Or where
you'd
get to the point where you'd have to tour for 5 weeks or six weeks, you know? That's pretty tough.
Yeah, totally.
My friend Owen got a Casio tone for the Painfully Alone. I may have said this before. When I last saw him, we were having drinks out here. He said that that he's, in all his experience over the years of touring, and he's done a lot on little festivals and things. He said that he read Willie Nelson's book, and he took a cue from Willie Nelson, where Willie Nelson basically laid down the rule that when you go on tour, you really can't, if you expect to maintain relationships and families, you can't go on tour for more than 10 days without coming home for a weekend. And so he's taken this on as his way of life. It's like, if he's going on tour, he comes back for a weekend every 10 days. And it's the only way to have any sort of normalcy, because he's not all, he doesn't care about being massively famous. He wants to have a life as well as continue
to
music.
That's a huge pain in the ass.
You're
in Japan. You know, you're touring the Asian continent, like...
Yeah, coming back for a weekend
is a lot of work, dude. But wow, that's cool.
So what's what do we have coming up here?
I think we just have that last track, year one.
Oh,
Columbo
Emergency. Yeah, this is the classic last track in that it's 14 minutes long.
And, so we'll play the whole thing, and then you can just shut it off or listen to the whole thing.
Yeah, but it's an interesting sort of jazz progression in the track that I found fun. I don't know anything about the group. I tried to figure out if the group's name is Emergency or if the group's name is Columbo, and I couldn't figure it out. And all I know is that it's Emergency - Columbo.
It's so jazz.
It's just too jazz to be named. Yeah. So enjoy what you enjoy out of it. But it changes quite a bit from beginning to end, so give it a listen.
Cool. See you guys next show.
Yep. Looking forward to it.
Bye. Hello. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.